بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. My name is Zainab Ansari and I was invited to participate in the webinar Fasting for Love. This is an initiative of Seeker's Guidance and my topic is seeking Allah through service. And I'm happy to speak to this topic because really I believe that Ramadan is really all about two things: the actual physical fast, and then the intention behind the fast, and really sort of the environment that arises as a result. When one fasts, one's entire being is completely oriented towards Allah Ta'ala. And when one feels pangs of hunger, one cannot help but really feel a sense of empathy for those around one, especially those less fortunate. I really think that Ramadan is about being of service to Allah Ta'ala, and then being of service to the slaves of Allah. As our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that as long as we continue to be in the service of one another, Allah Ta'ala continues to help us. And we need to keep that in mind as we go about our fasting day. Ramadan, from morning till night, is really an act of ibadah, as we well know. It is the outward ibadah of abstaining from food and drink, but it's also the inward ibadah of turning to Allah, of purifying our intention and understanding that any type of anger that arises, any type of sort of frustration that we feel as a result of fasting, what we need to do is channel those feelings and leverage them and understand that if I'm feeling a bit snappish or frustrated, I need to keep in mind that at the end of my fasting day, I will have a refrigerator full of food, but my neighbor might not be so fortunate. So what I would encourage all of us to do, starting with myself, is to change things up a bit in Ramadan. Have a shift so that Ramadan is not solely about a very inward act of worship, but you combine the inward and the outward in that experience of fasting. So take a step towards your neighbor's house. Check on that person, make sure he or she is doing well. Sign up to sponsor iftars at your local masjid. Visit that person who is sick. Make sure that you kind of reach outside of yourself. It's very easy for many of us to turn inward during the month of Ramadan because of the kind of very strenuous activity of fasting, right? So we want to kind of retreat to the interiority of our homes, into the masjid. We want to be with our Quran, with our mushaf reciting all day long. We want to make our dhikr, right? We want to read, we want to contemplate. And that is part and parcel of fasting. At the same time, though, like I said, we want to be able to reach outside of ourselves. So take the month of Ramadan to maybe perform an act of service you might not ordinarily do. And actually make a point of surrounding yourself with food. It's good discipline and it's good for your willpower. So volunteer, for example, you know, at a shelter where you're feeding people. Obviously, these are people who are not fasting, but they're still poor people. And remember, Ramadan is the time to really think about those who are poor. Those, sadly, for whom poverty is a permanent condition. They need to see the Muslim community in Ramadan. So we need to be at places, for example, like soup kitchens. Muslims need to be out, for example, on those days when the community is feeding the homeless, when the community is providing sort of hygiene products and clothing. We need to be part of that. Ramadan is a great time, for example, to do a clothing drive, to kind of look in your closets and garage and see what kinds of items are in good condition you can donate. There are so many things that the community can do. It's a great time to think about involving your children in a service project. And you can do this with children of all ages, even from the very smallest to your high school students. So Ramadan needs to be a time to be of service, and service to the larger community, to the Muslims around us, as well as to those from other backgrounds. So I would encourage you to look around at the various opportunities for service. They abound at the masjid, like I said, in the form of sponsoring iftars, in the form of reaching out to neighbors, in the form of joining the local kind of like feeding group. For example, in your community, in your urban area, there are so many things you can do. Another thing, though, that I want to emphasize, though, is that for those who say don't have the ability to really kind of step outside into those particular venues, something that you can do is as simple as, say, is look around you and say, look, I might not be able to kind of to contribute on a really large scale, but I know, for example, I can easily pick up an extra box of dates. I can pick up an extra gallon of water when I go shopping, right? I can get some bags to go with that. And I can go home, I can bag up my dates, I can take the water, and I can go and I can deliver this to this really busy student, for example, who I know might be, say, studying and might need some extra funds and might not have anything to break his fast with. I can give these dates to this person, for example. I can cook a meal and I can take it to this really busy mom who I know maybe just had a baby and could use some extra assistance during this month of Ramadan. So there are so many things that we can do to serve our community. And really, it isn't through service. It really is, it's through service that we become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, there's a very famous hadith Qudsi where you have this dialogue, right? As you know, hadith Qudsi is like a dialogue between God Most High and the Prophet, peace be upon him. This particular one is reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said that on the day of judgment, God the Exalted will say to the son of Adam, he'll say, O son of Adam, I was sick and you did not visit me. And the response of the son of Adam, of the human being, will be, how can I visit you? You are the Lord of the worlds. And then Allah Ta'ala, God Most High, will say in response, a servant of mine, my slave so-and-so, was sick and you did not visit him. And if you had visited him, you would have found me with him. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, I was hungry and you did not feed me. And the human being will be surprised and he will say, how can I feed you? You are the master of the universe. And Allah Ta'ala will say, my servant was hungry and you did not feed him. If you had gone to feed him, you would have found me with him. And then finally, Allah Ta'ala will say, I was thirsty and you did not give me to drink. And the son of Adam will say, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, you are the Lord of the worlds. How can I give you to drink? And Allah Ta'ala, God Most High, will say, my servant was thirsty, and you did not give him to drink. But if you had given him to drink, you would have found me right there by his side. So it is traditions like this that really kind of attest to that ethic of service that exists within the Islamic tradition. So I would encourage all of you to look around at the opportunities, large and small, for service. They start at home, they always start at home, but they must necessarily radiate out to your larger community, to your neighbors, to your masjid community, to your school community, to your work community, and to the surroundings, where you might find that that person that you thought was really well off might actually suffer from food insecurity. And Ramadan is a great time to think about helping this person out. So thank you so much. Please keep me in your dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.